Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Colby being sick is not a good thing for Colby to be sick. I have a few announcements I want to make, and I want to say my little tribute to Dawn Ingo, and then I will bring everyone on. Before I forget, I went with my TV husband, the best birthday in the room, in the woods, you know. Bradford, I love you. Happy birthday. Am I happy with you at this moment right now? Spinelli, no. But Bradford, I love you. I really love you. But you got to knock off the big wagon. Okay, that being said, I'm feeling better. I have been up since 7 o'clock this morning because I had to go to the dermatologist to have them look at a mole. They had to take a biopsy. The doctor lied. It hurt like a son of a bitch. Wasn't happy with that, but I got pizza, so it's like I almost made up for it. Let's see, Yeah, so that happened, and I want to take a few more minutes and just say, you know, last week on Wednesday, on Tuesday, when I was watching General Hospital, and when I saw, you know, Von Inger, a.k.a. Ed, you know, Quartermain, you know, it broke my heart. What broke my heart was seeing Edward, you know, in a real cell. That did not break my heart as much as, you know, him only saying three words. Did I ever think in a week, you know, a couple of days later he would pass away? No, but for me, you know what, it's like I lost my grandfather all over again. That's how it feels. It's just, I wasn't prepared to, you know, I was on the field, you guys, having the time of my life, and Layvon texted me what Frank Valentini said, and I was like, okay, what the hell did this happen? And, you know, it felt weird. It felt crazy. It didn't feel right. You know, he, you know, we won't ever get that Jake and Edward scene. We won't ever get I'm not over it. Am I gonna be over it? No, I'm not. Von Inger was one of the best actors in our day. I mean, you know, from him teaching high school kids, to him having a later career, to him being on GH 920, Days of Our Life was always a bad little stunt for him. I just believe that it was very hard to watch someone like that to just disappear. You know, him saying, I love you, and then, you know, that's all, you know. Am I disappointed? Yeah, I am, to be honest. I'm not over it. I don't think I will be over it for a very long, long time. I just hope General Hospital and Frank Valentini know that the fans need closure to Edward. We don't have to wait. We don't want to wait for a year. You know, God, you know what? Do the sin of the battle. Because, you know, Edward Quartermain is still in my heart. And, you know, Von Inger is still there in my mind. So, but General Hospital, please, I beg you, not to, you know, let us go through the agony of people on the, you know, on the show saying, Daddy's in the room. Oh, Edward is in the living room. Okay, people, if you say that call, we're going to blow a casket. Okay, so, I did not have a song planned out. I just want to say, Von Inger, you will be missed. This is wrong. You know, General Hospital didn't use you to your full capability. You know, not seeing Jake and Jason is, you know, inappropriate for me, and it will always be inappropriate. Okay, so I hope that was a good tribute. I'm just, you know, I don't want to break down and cry, and that's what I feel like doing over it. Okay, so my couple announcements I want to make is Monday night, Michael Damian will be here. I will be interviewing the little cutie. He will be taking your calls. So call in, Shabbos at 7 o'clock Monday night. Okay, there's no Liaison Radio this week. Liaison is living up in Buffalo, and I miss you. Some of you might want to refresh the page. So I just want to say one thing before I bring on everyone. Number one, I know Spinelli was a bad little evil little bastard today. I don't want him to be bashed tonight. I don't think I can handle it. And you guys, let's not all jump the gun on all these fucking little spoilers. That's all they are, fucking little spoilers. You know, the other side is getting so damn scared. Go ahead, get scared. This is a thing. You know, freak out. You know what? You know, stop making our fan base look like, you know, we deserve what we deserved. And let's just not give up, not throw in the towel. Throwing in the towel would be wrong. And let's just, let's just remember that, you know, I believe our couple is coming. And I'm going to just sit back and wait for it to happen and not freak out every little spoiler I read, every little, you know, thing that is said. You know, I believe that, the other side just wants everyone to be miserable. And Elizabeth Weber is more than a nurse. I want everyone to get past that. You know, if anyone wants to say, oh, Elizabeth Weber is a nurse, then, you know, I will say that, you know what, all Sam McCall has ever been is a gold digger, little slut, little bitch, who slept with her stepdaddy, who slept with every guy in Posadas. So, you know, do not be bashing on Elizabeth O'Callaghan, or I will come after you with Sam. Thank you. I will be putting people on. Okay. Hey, Kathy. Kathy? Okay. Kathy, you're on the air. Kathy.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
This is not Kathy. This is Shiloh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God. Okay.
When I heard unmuted, I thought, wait, she's talking to me.
Yes. Okay. Catherine, you're on the air now, too.
Hi, Shiloh. Hi, Collie.
You didn't press
Hi,
one.
Kathy.
I but you know what? You guys know you didn't. But in my defense, you guys, I've been up since 7 o'clock. I have the awful little, I mean, it wasn't bad, but, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning getting a biopsy, and, it did not hurt, well, it kind of did, but, you know, I don't like them anytime. Carrie, you little sweetie of mine, you better call in. Oh, and I bit my tongue, and my tongue's been hurting all day, too, so. But I'm feeling much better, and let me ask you guys, how are you feeling? I mean, not feeling, but what was your reaction when you heard about Dawn Ingle? Because it killed me.
Well, when I saw him on screen, I pretty much could tell that he was on his last bit. So it made me very emotional watching him. But then hearing about it, I just cried too, because he's been such a great character. I mean, mm-hmm. I've watched him since he came on the canvas, and he's evolved into this really cool,
mm-hmm.
you know, Edward. I mean, one you want to hate, but you just love him to death.
Exactly, yeah. It's, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, like I said, you know, the real show did not bug me, because I know as older people get older, their bones will, you know, kill out of them. What killed me was seeing, you know, him only saying three words. And that's it. That's what did it for me.
Yeah.
Well, and he could barely get those out.
I thought that might be his last day. I didn't think he was going to make it for another show. He looked so frail, and it was so sad. I cried when I heard he died, though. It was just the week before he was on there. It was really sad.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, hold on. We have a private number. You on the air?
Hi, this is Alva.
Hi, Alva.
Hi.
Hey. I got up and I went to get on Twitter, and it was all over Twitter, and I was
mm-hmm.
like, wait a minute. I was like, what? I was shocked.
Yes. Mhm.
So I was like,
yeah.
I mean, I like you said, you know, I knew he was sick. He looked sick when he came on the show, but
mm-hmm.
I still was surprised.
For me, it was like another day. I'll tell you, I don't go on Twitter during the day. Never do I go on there. I only went on I don't go on. I only went on there one other day in the day, and you know what day that was?
Oh,
the
God.
The day
yes.
Steve Burton said he was leaving. 2 days
news.
So I think it's a good idea for me to stay off Twitter during the day.
Yes. And you know what? When I heard the news via Raison, and then my little Carrie left me a message on my home machine, but she didn't tell me what was. I really appreciate that, Carrie. I love you for that, because you don't want to hear via voicemail someone died, even if it's an actor. I'm sorry, via Twitter, via voicemail, you don't want to find out that way. Hi, Rachel! Silo, are you leaving us for a week?
Just for 3 days.
That's sad.
No, it's great. This is my first class reunion, so I'm so happy.
I know, I'm happy
cool.
for you.
Yeah,
that'll
me too.
That'll be great.
Yeah, and hopefully I won't be, you know, I'll get to meet as many classmates as possible.
Yeah, that's great. It's so many years. It's really nice. I think it's great you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I've missed all the previous ones, so I figure this is probably going to be the last one I make it to, unless they happen to have a 50th, and then who knows.
I went to my fifth, and that was kind of weird. Even though it was only 5 years, it was still kind of weird.
Yeah, my 21 is coming up, 2015. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to go. Two, three, nine. You on the air?
Hey, Carly. Hey, everybody. It's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey. I'm going to start just calling you the red glass person. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Actually, I had to switch it off of that because when the Twitter updated, it wouldn't let me keep that name. It wouldn't show me my profile under that name. So I had to go back to my old one.
That is not fair, Twitter.
I wonder why.
I'm going to try putting it in again, but I mean, I was like, what the crap? I can't see my profile, so I put in my old name, and now I can see it. So.
That is weird. Rachel, how were you feeling about John Inger. Were you surprised? Or were you in tears?
About what now?
When, you know, Edward, you know, when we got the bad news on Tuesday.
Monday. That was sad. And the way it happened, like, right after his, you know, last air date, his last scene, you know, it was, yeah, it was definitely sad.
Yeah. Who is having us on in the background?
Not me.
I can hear you, Carly.
That's weird. Okay, 732, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Amanda.
Oh, hey, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Oh, my God. I instantly broke down in tears, bawled, didn't believe the news for probably a half hour after it hit Twitter. The first tweet I seen from it, I was not good that day.
Yeah, I don't think any of us was good. I was glad that I was at the sale.
I was broken down crying, and like 10 seconds later, I see people fighting about General Hospital that day, and I'm like, I can't even watch it live right now. Like, I have to wait till a little later. Like, I'm like hurt because then all the articles came out how he's the one that actually asked and wished for and wanted that one last scene of Edward.
Really?
Yeah, his daughters posted it in an article saying how that's all he wanted to do was play Edward one last time.
Oh, wow.
And I just kept breaking down. I was like, oh, my God, I can't. I just kept crying. And my brother and my fiance were like, what the heck is wrong with you? Like, and I was like, you know, he died. And they were like, who's that? Because they don't watch the show. They have no idea. And I'm like,
yeah.
It feels like my grandfather died.
Yeah, that's how it's feeling all over again for me. I'm like,
and you know, when Kimberly interviewed him, he said, you know, he had been over at GH and he had, I think he was on B&B for two, or Doodles, one of the two, for like 2 years, he said, but his home and everything was GH.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his love, GH.
Abba,
that's
where
he belonged.
And not to interrupt you, but it was Days of Our Life. So.
Oh, well, one of them. I knew it was.
Yeah, I know, but like, people on here who watch Days, as much as I love John Inger and I loved him, the role that he was on Days did not fit, did not do him.
No,
it didn't.
It didn't.
I don't even think he liked it.
Yeah,
no. That's what I'm saying.
Probably
he,
not.
And he admitted it. He said no. He was Edward G.H. was his home.
Yep.
That's where
mm-hmm.
he was supposed to be.
And you could tell by his acting, he was uncomfortable doing this role. You could tell
yep.
by his acting,
yep.
he was uncomfortable.
But I mean,
yeah.
Edward. I mean, I will always go back and think, they General Hospital, you really fucked up because, you know, if we had John Inger, when Lyra passed away, oh, God, he would have killed it. He would have killed it. I remember when he found out about Mary Mae Wold dying, and he was so emotional, and he was so emotional when he found out about Alan, and, you know, this is the thought of him not being on there anymore. I haven't grasped, and
he was a great
I
actor.
Will, yeah, I will
yeah,
kill. I will kill General Hospital myself if they wait a whole fucking year or 6 months, even because I don't want to go through that again. We went through that with Francis. It was dumb. It was, you know, whatever. You know, I knew by last Tuesday. John Inger, you know, was not going to get better, but, you know, but did I think, you know, Monday he would be gone? No, I didn't see that in the forecast. I just really hope he went peaceful and he wasn't in pain. Just, I mean,
yeah.
Has anyone said what he died of? Oh,
He was fighting cancer. He was fighting cancer.
Okay.
I think that's what I seen.
Yes,
but I think it was.
Remember, he had that surgery on his head
for on and off for years with the melanoma, and he had the surgery on his head for the skin cancer on his head. But truly, cancer or not, he was pretty damn strong through the whole first 2 years of his cancer. Once his wife died in February, he has went downhill since then.
Well, I knew he was going after his wife.
Of cancer,
he just lost that will.
I knew he wasn't going to last long after his wife died. I knew he was going out the door then.
Yeah, I mean, usually when you have a very good, loving relationship like we did, I didn't see him lasting that long either because the love of his life was gone. And, you know, I just wanted to know how spirit to give.
A really good tribute.
Yeah, but a really good send off. And, you know, have a 2 or 3 day funeral, okay, people?
Now, do you think with the news just breaking and next week, I think, is Steve Burns' last scenes, do you think they're going to change up some stuff and make Jason be there for something for Edward?
It would be nice.
You know what? I'm going to remain positive, put in my note and say, I hope so. And as much as Steve Burton lives on Engel, I think he will want to be there. I mean, everyone, all the tweets of everyone was sending out was making me cry. Just like everyone tweet was like, you know, I loved Rebecca where she said, you know, John, rest in peace, go be with Gracie. And it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Everyone was saying such beautiful things. I heard that John Anderson.
I think I retweeted like 300 tweets that day.
It was.
I went on a rampage. I just tweeted out every single nice thing that was said either by a fan, and I tweeted every single cast member's tweet out. They were all really nice.
I mean, and I know that John McCormick, who's on B&B, and John Aniston, who's on Days, they were all really good friends. So they must be, you know, having a hard time dealing with the two. And, I mean, this is the whole thing about, because seriously, you guys, I never thought we were here today. I've been passing, Edward Coleman dying. You know, it might sound that they did not do the Alzheimer's disease storyline. Yeah, I am, because I think he could have rocked it and been so good at it. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Carrie. Carrie's in the room. Carrie's in the room, but not on the phone. Because Carrie's voice keeps going in and out, which I find funny. I think it's just been a crazy week about that. And, you know, I just wonder when they are going to have a public funeral for him.
For
John Engel.
Yeah. I just hope that Steve Burton's still there anything they do concerning the send-off of Edward
is on there.
Because I know he tweeted out that he had possibly or most likely his last scenes with Sonny today, Maurice Bernard.
Okay, this has been a really crappy week, and I really don't want to think about Steve's last air date right now either. I'm sorry, so I wasn't going to bring it up tonight. I'm staying away from that subject. you know, but, you know, I mean, this, you know, it's going to this see who they bring back for it. You know,
yeah.
I think it would be hilarious if they brought back Lucy Cole and some of the old people. I mean,
they even mentioned her.
Yep.
Like Tracy and Monica's conversation, they mentioned her. Like, she was mentioned, like, twice recently.
Yep.
Who?
Lucy.
Oh, yeah. Well, she'll probably be back for the nurse's ball anyway.
Yeah. Silo hung up. Silo, call back in. Maybe she got disconnected. But no, I mean, you know, it's been a very tough week, and you know, I will be happy when it's Sunday, because then the week is officially over, and we can start a new crappy week.
Yeah.
Or a good week. Oh yeah. Our last Diatone.
Well, there's nothing to look forward to next week.
Nope.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Never say never. You know?
No, I'm just saying the previews Monday are terrible, so.
Okay, so if the previews next Monday are terrible, that doesn't mean the whole week is terrible.
It means record and fast forward.
Yeah. Yep, I think that's what I'll be doing.
Record and fast forward.
I'm just gonna fast forward and
I record. I watch live, but Monday I'm recording and fast forwarding. Right, Alva?
Yes, yeah, so I know who's gonna be on there, so I know why you fast forwarding.
It's
so.
The Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna just be curious how I'm going to watch it. I'm going to have a nice glass of wine, and I'm going to need something to laugh at. And so I'm just going to see what happens, though.
Well, I'll probably end up watching it, too.
I won't. I'm going to tell you the truth. I won't. I can't stand her, and nothing she does to me is funny, so I don't think I can laugh at any of her scenes.
Well, when I saw them in the Chinese restaurant, when I saw them in the Chinese restaurant, I said, I don't think I can go through that. I really don't think I can go through that.
Yeah.
I might record you back on the air. I mean, that's
great for everyone, and I'm just going to be curious about the scenes, and, you know, I need something that I'm grinding for punishment, so that will be my punishment for the day.
Yeah,
Shiloh, we're talking about the Chinese restaurant.
Oh. Yeah, I was so upset today, I couldn't even see straight.
Yeah, Twitter was not good today.
Today was bad.
You know what? Okay,
today
I'm going to say something, and it's a time for Call the Rant. And you know what? Forget all the spoilers. Forget it. You know what?
But if it's in several different places, I mean, if they're hard to explore.
Okay, Amanda. Amanda, when I go on a rant, I know you're new here, but when I go on a rant, it's best not to interrupt Carly when she's about to go on a big fucking rant. Okay, you know, I'm sorry, but you know what? Spoilers are spoilers. You know what? They make up shit. This, you know, upset people. You know what? In my fantasy, I hope Sam dies this week because, you know, in my little fantasy, you know what? Let this divorce over. Let this couple be over and done with. I'm done with them. You know what? You know, it's, yeah, why do they have to put them on our screen so much crap? Yeah, I agree, Silo. But let's just get through next week and let's get through the Chinese Western set. And, you know, let's all be happy. Diane, you know, is back.
I'm looking forward to that.
I am too.
You guys, Amanda dropped.
I mean, you have to let people say what they want to say. I mean, even though we may not want to hear it or whatever, but you have to allow people to get things off their chest. I mean, face it too, and she's just getting off her chest.
When I'm right in the middle of the rant.
Well, I have to say this. I'm talking.
Well, Carly, that was me, by the way, Rachel. I said that. I apologize for
interrupting. Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Well, you...
Well, I'm just counting down the days, and this is getting real old real fast, and they better get shit on her screen.
There's not much time left.
Okay.
No.
Well, you know what? I'm going to just stay the positive one, and, you know, hopefully, you know, it will speed up like the King of Lightning speed. And, you know.
Well, I guess I'm looking at it from every day that they waste on this shit is one day less of any Liz and Jason time.
Yeah, and that's the sad part about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just wish what they could have did was, I mean, left that baby with Taya. I mean, they could have brought it back, but I think that's, like, not interesting right now.
No, it's not.
They could have had a better ending for Jason. It could have just been better. I mean, they got him chasing after this baby, and who cares?
Right.
I'm not saying take her baby away from a... Let that fan base have that baby. I don't care. I just didn't think that was the most important thing for Jason to be doing at the end of his reign. I mean, he's going to be gone.
So
I agree.
Freaking baby.
I agree.
Yep.
I agree with that. We don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. And they're getting so close to it now, and it's still going to drag out.
Well, meeting at the Chinese restaurant today just about threw me over the edge. I'm like, I don't
Yeah, today was a bad show. Today, I didn't like the show. When they met at that restaurant, I'm like, oh, God. I knew it was going to happen.
Holding their little toys.
Yeah.
Oh, those toys.
I thought they were gone forever. And then there they go.
I did.
There they are. And Jason's staring at the one. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was horrible. Yeah. And then they play the song again. So our song gets put with another couple, and they get their song over and over and over again.
Here we go with that song. It's coming.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I have looked at it this way. Sometimes I really get upset with Ron because he plays favoritism. I'm sorry. Other people
he does.
They don't think he does, but I think he does. Even on Twitter. He told them to hold on because they will see that couple again.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, don't even tweet them anymore.
It's favoritism, and I just, you know, I know, you know, some people I talk to don't feel like he really is, but that's my view. That's the way that I see it. I may be wrong, but
When he said that, I thought it was going to be that day that he gave him a whole day for. I thought that what he meant was that day. He gave him a whole friggin' day.
And then turn around and giving them all of these things, right? I mean, how many times are they going to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Give them a whole day to say goodbye, and that's not even enough.
Now we're getting a kiss. Now we're getting a kiss.
I'm like, when is it going to end?
Right.
I know, I totally agree.
Bring
them back up.
Very frustrating. Very frustrating.
It is. It's really frustrating, and you know, I think the show and overall is a great is really a good show. But he is really spoiling it for me. I'm like, this couple has been the worst couple GH has ever had, and they're the most promoted.
Yep.
And how many endings have they had already? Like three?
I mean, they had about three or four endings already.
I don't think
this is the end. I'm not sure.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be positive, and I think this is the end of Neil, and
I'm going to go with you, and I am hoping it is.
Albert, I really appreciate it. Matt, you very well impressed me by saying that right now. You know, I'm just trying to look at it in a little positive. I mean, if I take all the negative, believe me, I will be wanting to, take a big step out and go to LA and do something bad. But Carly is on a positively little kick. So whoever wants to come on my little scary ride, come with me. If you don't, it's okay. I understand. But right now,
I've been so hopeful for weeks. And we just keep going back to this freaking divorce. Why are you going to sign it? Are you not going to sign it? Now we're looking at the freaking figurines.
And then Sam Sam today? Oh.
Then she signed
exactly.
You cannot be on Spinelli's side on this, right? I mean, I know he's
a guy. Wait, excuse me, I am not even on my husband's side on this. That's why I was trying not to bring it up. Because he made me really upset today, okay? I don't want to be mad at my husband on his birthday.
I didn't see what he said, so I'm not going to comment, but yeah, I didn't hear what he really looked up.
I said, you literally am on Team Spinelli, but with this, I can't. So, Spinelli, it's time to stop looking at her breast and look at her for the slut she is.
This was all going to change.
What?
You know, with the new regime.
Wait, Abba. Abba, did I say something wrong?
You were good. Do you think today was in the new direction? Kelly would know.
Yes. You know what?
Do you think today might have been, in the can, or was it new?
Yeah. You know what? Okay, you know what? That was just a question.
Kerry called me.
Well, Kerry's ignoring us, and I don't feel Kerry's love right now. I don't.
Maybe we'll do the new stuff till Monday, but I want to know.
You know what?
What do you mean the new stuff?
Do you think today's was in the can before he gave his notice, or do you think...
Oh, no, I don't know. I have no clue how they're planning this, but we only got 4 weeks, and if I got to keep seeing this go back and forth for another week wasted, I'm going to go flipping nuts.
And then next week...
Losing good storyline material.
And then next week they're going to kiss.
Okay, you know what? Okay.
Yeah.
You know why? Why don't we just see how that plays out, okay?
It's a preview.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't care if it's a preview. Previews are sometimes very misleading.
But, Carly, I understand your point, but we're seeing it differently. we're sick of seeing this constant push with these two.
Yep.
It's mm-hmm. not let up at all. And
not
it's
at
like,
all.
It's like, oh, please, are
they
you guys
keep throwing it down your throat.
This? Right, right. How
They're
many times
it.
Do we have to talk about the frickin' divorce?
She signed the papers. She brought the papers to Jason's house. Then something happened. I'm not going to talk about anyone today. I'm not going to talk about anyone. But then I see on a preview that they're going to kiss. Isn't that pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Yep. I just want, if they're going to go in any decent direction, they got to do it really soon.
And then I read another preview where Liz is going to look like a bad guy.
Okay, you know what? Enough of these previews. Okay, enough with them. Why don't we see how they play out?
This comes from the ABC site.
I don't care.
But it's a preview.
I don't care.
It's not a spoiler. It's a preview.
I don't care. Why don't we just see how it plays out, and then we can judge it.
Well, I don't think they're really judging it. We're just talking about what may happen down the road because they're showing us that this is what may happen.
Yeah,
what is,
next
what
week.
Is but it's what is going to happen. It's not may.
Well, yeah, I know that the kiss, yeah. Yeah, and then I got on Facebook today, and I'm on Facebook, and this one person on my line, she's like all upset, you know, screaming and you know whatever, and I'm like, what my God, what happened? I didn't see the show today, you know, so I'm typing that. I didn't see the show. So, she started and they was like, oh, they gonna make Liz the villain. She's going to run the test, and then she's not going to tell Jason. I was like, what? The
but
test comes
will.
Back positive that Sam is the baby's mother. And then they say Liz contemplate. They didn't say she's actually, hopefully, but supposed to be contemplating. And then somebody said, contemplate for 3 days and not tell them and then go and tell them. I don't know.
Amanda,
I was like,
you're back on the air.
She'll tell.
I was like, that doesn't even sound like Liz. But,
right.
Hey.
Exactly.
They
but
made her sleep with Nick.
Tell.
And that don't sound like Liz either. So.
But she will tell. But I think she
okay,
thinks about
you know
it for
what?
A second.
Okay.
She thinks about
how
it.
How about
she'll
this?
Tell.
How about this? How about we get to another soap? Because, let's just see how it plays out next week. And then when we come on the air next Friday, we can say whether everyone was right or wrong.
I agree with you on that. I really want, I mean, I know, I understand it completely. I read all the previews earlier, and I completely agree with you just because if Frank and Ron are that stupid to vandalize Liz again and try to destroy her,
right.
It is just so freaking stupid.
Well, if they destroy Liz for this girl again, I think she will tell.
She's not going
to tell. I know she's
going
to tell,
well,
but even for them to even
out.
Say she's going to contemplate.
On,
like, when
yeah.
have Liz been so devious?
I posted it out
right.
on Twitter. I said, a thought is a completely different thing than an actual action. Her thinking in a selfish moment because she loves Jason so much, thinking it and doing it is two completely different things. So if the preview is just insinuating that she's thinking it and she actually doesn't go through with it, then okay, I can somewhat
right.
stomach it. But if they full out go with her lying about it and trying to start a relationship with Jason based on a lie,
That was
that the baby is not hers and dead. It's going to ruin their friendship and everything they worked for, and that's just dumb.
So why don't we table this until next week, and then we see what the fuck happens. I mean, excuse my friend. What happens, you guys? And then Friday night we can either argue about it some more, or we can all weep.
I'm going to listen since I won't be here. I'll listen to when I get back.
I won't be there either because I work
too.
Wait, Alvin, can you call from the closet?
Now, see, you come
okay,
on too early. I can't do that. That's my busiest, my most busiest.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I can't sneak away and call like I do when it's on Liaison Show. Because her
that's
show is later.
Fail.
For
you
freer
can your
at
favorite.
That time. But, yeah, I won't
right.
be able to because I right. work.
Okay, I am being funny when I say this, but... See, you're picking your favorite so no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding out of it. See, that's not fair. But no, let's table this until next week and the week after when Silo's back from her 40-year class reunion. And then hopefully, Silo, they will feed you guys really good and it's not crappy food.
Yeah,
well, because you know when you go... You wanna when you go to those things, you know, sometimes the food isn't as good as you wish it would be.
No, this is like a country club, so I think the food's gonna be good.
That's where mine is. I can't go to mine, but mine's at a country club too.
Well, and it's on the lake because I lived in an area where there were lots of lakes. There's Silver Lake, Twin Lakes, Paddock Lake. So it's on the lake. It'll be nice.
Oh, cool. Oh, okay, Carrie. Carrie, if you want to join us, call. Where are you footing you? No, I'm at her foot. Okay, I'm not dignifying that with the response, Carrie. but no, you guys, my cooking days are over. Okay? Okay, maybe it's my baking days are over because... Okay, I had to get off Twitter today because it was bugging me. And I'm like, okay, I'm bored. And I really didn't want to clean the apartment because when I'm mad, I clean, but then I don't remember anywhere where I put it. It's not a good thing. So I thought, oh, why don't I make some Rice Krispie treats with chocolate chips in them and give half of them to my niece.
Good.
My niece and nephews and stuff. Well, I mismeasured the butter and, you know, I was doing like a science experiment and, well, they did not tune out. So I'm going to try again this weekend. And I called my grandma and grandma's like, why don't you wait until I have time? And then if you make a mistake while you're baking, I can fix it. And, you know, but I resigned to the fact today, you guys, that I am not going to be a really good cook like my dad. My dad is a really good cook. And I'm not going to be like one of those really, 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 really good bakers like my grandma. I mean... I watch the Food Network and how they cook so wonderful and so perfect, and I try to make it, and it's not the same at all. So, yeah, my science experiment days are over. So if anyone wants to come to Seattle and cook for me, I'm all for it. I will hire you guys. I will hire anyone that wants to come here and cook for me. Yeah.
I don't even like cooking for myself.
But Silo, okay, you and I, you know, we live alone.
I do cook. You should make things in the crock pot. They're very simple. Follow the instructions. You can't go wrong. Don't deviate.
Oh, don't deviate, okay. But no, I mean, I do think the crock pot, was a very good in Benson. I really do. But
yeah.
Yes. You know, and what was I going? Oh, before I forget, I want to say happy birthday to Faith Hill. I think her birthday is today or sometime this week. Faith Hill, if you want to come be on the show, I would love to interview you. Oh, and my Michael Damian, you guys, interview is Monday night at 7, you know, our regular time. And then next, oh, Silo, no, I'm sad. You're going to miss our 3-year anniversary show next week.
Well, I'll listen to it when I come back.
Yes, and people, there might be special guests calling in. That's all I can say right now. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, so let's not talk about the ace for a moment. Okay, who's mad at B&B? Is everyone ready to, like, want to kill B&B? Anyone? Bolden the Beautiful driving me nuts.
I don't watch it.
I know Kathy does, Silo does. So how are you two feeling about B&B?
Well, I think today was a turning point for Liam. I think he went to Steffi after what's her name? Hunter Tylo. Went to him.
Oh.
Another mother interfering. But he went to Steffi, so I think things are resolved there. I don't know. He was moping around and he was crying and all that stuff. So I think, I don't know. What do you think, Shiloh?
If we don't quit this three-way crap with this story, I'm going to be really burned out on it.
I think
it's done.
I think it's done today.
I hope so. I didn't get to see
today,
so
I'll
have to watch
it. Are you saying that?
I think it's done.
Are you saying that Steffi and Liam are going to be together?
Yeah, I think it's
cool. I got to watch it then for sure today.
What's her name? Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor went to Liam, and she spelled it out for him. She kind of said a lot of stuff. So Liam was crying. He was all upset. He's moping around for hope. He's yelling at the staff at the magazine.
Yeah.
You know how he's acting. So he was acting like that, and Taylor heard him, and she gave him a speech, and he started crying. And then, I don't know, when one door closes, the other one opens, she told him. So all of a sudden, it hit him. And at the end, he went to Steffi. So I think it's over.
I can only pray and hope.
I think it is. That's the way it ended, so.
No, it
didn't end like that. No, it didn't end like that. Katie.
No, didn't you tell me about Katie?
Katie is in distress. Things are bad for the pregnancy. Yeah, there's bad things happening. And Bill's thinking back how he didn't want the pregnancy because he was afraid of her health, and now her health's in jeopardy. So that's how it ended.
Oh, by the way, I never tell anyone not to watch something. But come on, next week, all week on the Sioux, the General Hospital behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw that.
Okay, we are not talking about storyline on the Ace, but that, come on.
I can't watch it either.
Jax's Ingalls thing.
I can't actually watch because I have shows on at 12:30, 1:30.
Yeah.
I'm recording days at 1. I can't physically, my DVR won't let me, so I can't.
Right.
which is good. I can't. I'll miss it, but I could go in the bedroom.
Yeah, you can always watch it online.
I could go in the bedroom and watch. I have a TV in the... Oh, Billy would love that. Take out both TVs. No, that won't work. Yes.
No, I wouldn't do that here.
No, you know what he could do? He could watch Gunsmoke on the computer, and I would take up both TVs. That might work. I'll try that. I never watched the two. I never saw it.
I'm sorry. Whenever I see that on, I have to, I'm like, okay, this. I don't want to watch this. I hope Alba's okay. She hung up.
Yeah, she might have had to go.
Oh, okay. Because I was just being funny when I said about, her not being able, yeah. But no, I mean, that's good for B&B. That is very good because I feel in love with Liam and Hope. Liam and, I'm so tired right now, you guys, Liam and Steffi. I do love Liam and Steffi now. I do. I think Steffi is a better person when Liam is around, and I just think, they need to have a fair shot of trying to be together.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just tired of the Hope not being able to grow up. I mean, it's like, how many times does this have to go back and forth? I'm sick of it, I wasn't too happy that Bill trained Liam to toughen up and start being assertive and drinking, scotch and smoking cigars, and he has to get a grip and be a man. It's like, Bill, shut up.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. What is everyone feeling about YNL this week?
I don't think a lot of people watch it, Carly.
Okay.
I'll watch it sometimes, but what I have seen, I haven't liked. So.
Well, okay. And no one really watched the dates here either, do they?
Nope.
Just me.
I know, but you and I...
Yeah,
always,
I don't watch it.
Yeah, I know.
General's what everyone watches.
I know, but... you know what? You know what? I wonder how long SoapNet is going to be on some places. That's what I don't get. Some areas still get SoapNet. Some other places don't. I'm sick of that. I miss my SoapNet. I miss my SoapNet because I'm afraid of breaking news.
It's weird because I have SoapNet still, but like all the new talk shows that everybody was talking about that was filling in General Hospital's old time slot, I don't get any of them on my Market TV. I don't get Ricky. I don't get Steve Harvey. I don't get Katie.
I don't get
any of them. No.
No?
Hmm.
So I don't even have to worry about it because I can't watch it either way.
I wonder why you don't get those.
Yeah, because we unfortunately get Katie
After General Hospital, you know what's in General Hospital's old time slot?
What?
What?
We the People, Judge, Gloria, whatever.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
No, we get Katie.
I don't
get
any of the new shows. Not one new syndicated show.
Hmm.
All I have on that channel during that time is first The Chew, then GH, and then We Are the People with Judge Gloria.
Oh, wow. No, we got the new Katie show.
I don't. So I don't even have to worry about it being left on my TV. I don't have any of them.
Did the ratings come out? Does anyone know?
Yeah,
they
were great.
Yeah. Days awesome. Of Our Lives is tanking bad after their little upswing.
Yeah,
they're in last place across every single category.
I know I don't watch YNR, but I feel bad about all the firings that I'm reading about.
Oh yeah, I don't think they're done yet.
Okay, so
I
will.
How was the ratings on that terrible day? You know what day I'm talking about.
I'm not.
Shiloh.
The day the
what?
Slut.
The day, that J. Sam day.
Well, it's been J. Sam days just about every day.
Every day, but that what if?
I didn't watch that. That is one episode I refuse to watch. I did not.
You don't need to. I did not. Usually Carrie tells us the ratings, but Carrie won't call in. Carrie?
Well, I don't know the numbers. I just know them being, like, remarkably good, a 70% difference. I know there was a lot of great numbers. I don't know the numbers, but I know.
Yeah, I mean, YNR is still number one, no matter what they're doing, because they're so far ahead of everybody. Then B&B did a very good showing, and GH did a good showing. They got GH and B&B got mentioned in the heading of the ratings system.
Oh, really?
Did anybody watch the Barbara Walters best shows of all time?
No, because I watched half of it.
Well, you know, GH won the best soap of all time.
Really?
Okay.
Was it online?
Yeah.
That part was online, right?
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
Soap of all time.
But they didn't show that on the TV show.
Mm-mm.
They said to go to ABC.com.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that was on. It must,
all
you
my
know, I don't,
was on
I watched.
It would have been nice. It would have been nice if they incorporated the soaps to the TV show on.
Well,
it.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan of Barbara Walters. Sorry, see this.
Well, I didn't watch the thing. I've seen all the clips online from ABC, and
it showed
that General Hospital won number one, and I forgot, but All My Children was on the list, and then some show I never even heard of was on there.
I probably heard of it.
Dark Shadows, or I don't know what.
Dark Shadows?
I don't know what that is.
Dark Shadows.
I think.
I watched it.
I watched it when it was repeats.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, Barnaby Collins, and yeah. Yeah, I watched it.
Was it an actual soap?
Yeah.
It's like Daytime?
Yeah.
Came on like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in what years were that? Let me think. I think that was early 70s.
Oh, well, I wasn't born to 89, so.
Yeah, you wouldn't have seen it. You wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah, wait, when you was on?
I think it was early 70s, maybe like 1970, maybe 1969,
something
like that.
Yeah, I mean, you were not even on the radio yet.
Yeah.
My mom
I gotta head out, guys. My daughter's gonna be calling me long distance. So everybody take care.
And if you get done with your daughter, we will be on.
I gotta go. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Are any of you on the line going to any of the fan events coming up?
I wish.
Me too.
I wish you.
Are you going, Amanda?
I'm trying to. I mean,
you know what?
Has
I'm
free room, so I can bunk with her. So I'm really trying to.
I'm saving up my money. Well, trying to save up my money for
I'll be right back. I'll be right
okay.
back. My boyfriend phoned me. 1 second.
Okay. I'm trying to save my my money for fan club weekend next year.
Yeah, well, Jen Lily probably won't be at fan club weekend next year, so that's why I'm trying to go to this one.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
That's okay. No, I mean,
he forgot.
I mean, I know you would love to see Jen, but you know, there are so many of the stars I have not met, and you know, I want to meet Laura and all that. And wait, so you're gonna come with us too, right?
To next year's Bandit?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah.
Yes, because you know, Raylan and I probably need another roommate. And then
Rachel, how many events did you go to this year?
Oh, I just went to Becky's.
So how much did you spend to just go to one event?
Hers was 70, I think.
Yeah,
so
I think,
saying,
yeah.
Like, hotel, travel, expenses, how much pretty much did you save to go?
All right, let me think here a second. Hotel, probably around, the airplane was 500, 6, 7, 8, probably around 800. But that's not including taxis.
Okay.
How about
flight and the air and the hotel and the event? Like, but I do want to go to more events next time. Like at least the main cast event where they're all there. You know, I'd like to do that next time.
Well, I mean, I wish all of us could go together. That would be fun. That would be fun.
That would be awesome.
And then you can see Carly getting drunk. Carly's getting drunk. Carly decided that,
I want to try to get my tickets earlier this time so I can stay at the lodge. So I can save a little bit more money on the cab.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, Layton and I are thinking about staying at the hotel right next to the lodge.
Why was it too expensive? How much is it?
Well, the lodge is $200 to $300 a night.
What?
Okay, fine. Don't believe me. But it is.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I really want to go to the one that's closer to me.
Yeah, because I don't want to be that far away from the event next time.
No, I mean, the hotel where we were staying is very Raylan and I was just, you know, want to stay at the next still one. Just because,
Hi guys, I'm gonna let you go. Have a good night.
Bye, Rachel.
Bye.
Wait, Sue, why don't you leave me us?
I gotta work tomorrow.
Oh, wait. Okay,
Wade. Next week. All right, bye, guys.
Okay, bye, Wade. Okay, you know what? I'm blaming Raylan on this. And it's never this slow on a Friday night. Raylan, you all.
Well, like you said, there's no liaison, there's no Chrissy there. It's been a crappy week. There's a lot of emotion, so maybe that's why.
Um, I'm on Twitter by Rion, and you know the one that plays Nina on one YNL Kathy.
Yeah.
I said, can I ask you a question? And she goes, yes. So now I'm asking her if she would like to be on the show. So what are you guys planning for this weekend?
Work and then meet creations from probably Monday.
What's that? Oh, cool. What are you doing this weekend, Kathy?
What am I doing? What do you think I'm doing? Nothing.
Okay, my big plan is this weekend is number one, sleep. My number two thing is sleep. My number four thing is sleep. No, I have to go to Walmart this weekend, though, hi, Brandy. Oh, did EJ and Sammy go on their date? I haven't watched date this week. Kathy, did they go on their date? Evie and Sammy.
No, she's supposed to go on a date with Rafe, but friggin' Nicole's gonna screw that up.
Oh God, oh.
I'm hating on Nicole right now.
Well, I love Nicole, so yeah. Amanda, you could just you could do your creation. And you could try making money off it. Like, you could make, like,
I don't know like how I would set it up, though, honestly, because I've been trying to think of ways to kind of do it, and it seems like there's no way. Because I love sharing them, but I say it all the time, if nobody passes them on or sees them, it's kind of pointless.
Oh, hold on a second. Follow me again.
That's okay.
So that's what I get, like, concerned about, because I love making them, but if nobody sees them or passes them on, it's, like, quite pointless.
That
how would you
sucks.
Go about? How would you think I could do that, Carly?
Well, you know, you could get, like, a Facebook page and sell
like
it that
site.
Way. What?
I don't like that site.
Why don't you like Facebook?
I hate it.
Okay.
As far as the site,
No, I mean, okay, maybe you could come up with a website and do it that way.
But how would I go about it? Like, as, like, a board, like, membership? Like, to use them, you're saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, you could do it that way. And this is an idea.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking a lot. And then there was this one site that came along, and I posted all of them on there, and everybody started seeing them, and then it got shut down because they didn't have the money to keep the site open.
That's not nice.
So.
um... Let's see.
I'm back.
Oh, so is Billy
on his
way
home? Did
you
see all the ones I posted when John died?
Yep, I thought they were really good.
My boyfriend's coming home, and I told him I'm going to be in bed.
Yeah, we might end the show a little early tonight all
yeah,
because...
Yeah, nobody's around.
No, it's not that. Well, maybe that a little bit, but...
I'm
Kathy,
going to bed.
Yeah, but Kathy, remember what time I woke up?
What time did you get up?
I got up at 6:30.
You must be tired.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, I'm sure next weekend we will get more callers and... I know, you call in on my Monday show?
Is it only for the interview? Or are you going to have a little
yes.
bit of a show after you're done interviewing?
Oh, I will probably have a little,
I just don't really know who that is since I don't really follow that show.
I don't know him, so I don't know what I'm doing because I don't know him. I know who he is, but I didn't watch when he was on. So I can't ask him anything, so I'm not sure.
That is very understandable. So what time is your boyfriend? Did they say, what time did he say he will be?
He's at his mother's. He's at his mother's, and he's coming home soon. And I said, well, I'll be in bed. I'm tired.
Well, I think, you know what, I always lost a stupid follow.
So when are you ending the show?
In about probably 5 minutes.
Okay.
I like to go to bed before my boyfriend gets in bed because then I can fall asleep before he makes noise. The breathing, the whole bit. If I get to sleep, I won't hear it. Plus, I'm hungry. I think if I go to bed, I won't be hungry.
What, you're hungry?
Yeah.
Mom, what did you have for dinner?
I had a roast beef sandwich, but... I had it early, and there's nothing in my house to eat. Nothing.
Wait, you have nothing in your house?
Not to eat at this hour.
Oh, okay. Now, I thought, what about the three-hour grocery thing? You guys ran out of
that?
Well,
I have frozen food, but, you know, nothing to pick on. No snacks. Nothing like that. No. Did you have pizza, Carly?
Yeah, it was so good. Amanda, what is your favorite... pizza in the Hawaii world again.
Oh, that's hard. I've tried a lot of different specialty ones lately, so it's weird. Favorite one. Well, first off, I like real, just regular, plain, real, probably Italian pizza. And then I would probably say Hawaiian.
I never had that.
And then buffalo chicken.
Never had that.
Oh, I love buffalo chicken. That is so good. Oh, that is so good. So do you like... Do you? Okay, what is you guys' other favorite food?
You blanked out.
What other food do you guys like? Like, if
like
you
lobster,
were trapped
I like
on
lobster. I like lobster.
I have never really got into lobster.
I've never tried it.
I've never really tried. No, that's like I tried lobster at the melting pot, and I came home, and my whole arms was like a lobster. So I don't know if I'm allergic, but yeah. Yeah. You know, I hope I'm not allergic to it, but maybe I am. I'm not sure. You know. So,
Well, I'm allergic to most shellfish, so I haven't tried most.
Oh, God. So you're allergic to anything else?
Hello?
Is that the...
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Kathy, we are here.
Hello?
Kathy?
We're here.
Hello?
We're
Kathy,
here.
Kathy, did you mute us?
Hello?
Kathy? Oh, my God, this is funny. Kathy?
Hello?
Kathy, what's your favorite pasta?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Kathy, I can hear you. Kathy? Kathy? Oh, no. Oh, my God. Okay, Kathy dropped. Okay, this is a weird night. People are dropping off like butterflies. Yeah.
I guess that's it then.
Well, I'm going to wait for 1 second. And, okay, yeah, you guys, I think we are going to end it early. And, because Carly's going to bed. And are you going, are you going to bed early or what are you doing?
Probably not. I took a lot of pictures today, so I'm going to go through all of them probably for a while.
Oh, cool.
But I have work tomorrow, so I'll probably do that for a little while.
Cool. Well, I will talk to you next week.
Let me see. 388
pictures. That is crazy. Yep. That is crazy. Okay, well, good night, everyone. And I will talk to everyone next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Amanda. Bye.